Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram weekend edition for Saturday, October 21st, 2023. By Energize Midland Schools, 28,000 reasons to dream big. Look around Midland, and you will find no shortage of yucca plants, blustery red dirt, and the most stunning sunrises and sunsets in all of Texas. We are known as the Tall City for being a bustling oasis in the middle of a flat desert landscape, having an impressive downtown with skyscrapers that seemingly appear out of nowhere, reaching up to a vast, limitless sky. The Tall City embodies a dream to build something extraordinary where many thought nothing extraordinary could exist. That legacy is all around us. The names on our street signs, businesses, cultural centers, and yes, even schools, remind us of the people who had big dreams for us and entrusted us to live up to those dreams. Names like T.S. Hogan and Clarence Garber, visionaries who helped make Midland the center of the Permian Basin oil industry in the late 1920s with the opening of the Hogan Building and Scarber Hotel. These trailblazers dreamt of what Midland could be, and then they made it happen. Now is the time to channel their vision and define our version of what Midland can be. Some voices today hold a dim view of tomorrow, and young people are listening. Here in Midland, the youth see that lack of confidence every day in the inadequacy of their classrooms and the overcrowded halls of their school buildings. They see that the city is ready to welcome new shopping districts, new housing, and even the promise of a zoo, but that same readiness is missing from where they spend most of their days preparing for their futures. Public education is the lifeblood of economic prosperity and future growth. Our schools are the beating heart of civic life, the engine of our accomplishments and the source of our hopes, a common union. When young families are faced with the decision to join us here or to move on to Houston or Dallas, the strength of that heart is a deciding factor. Starting with early voting on Monday, voters have an opportunity to choose a bigger, brighter future for Midland, the kind found in boundless visions of West Texas wildcatters exploring for prolific oil wells like our legendary forefathers. Those who came before us risked and sacrificed for the dream of Midland and our benefit. Now it's up to us to embrace their visionary spirits and carry the dream forward. The multi-pronged $1.4 billion, quote, Proposition A, end quote, school bond before voters affords, one, two new comprehensive high school campuses, two additional middle schools, three, district-wide safety, security, and accessibility modernization, four, one new elementary school, and five, rehabilitation and improvements to existing campuses throughout MISD. This transformative investment provides the capacity to move freshmen into our high schools, providing them access to the full breadth of academic, career/technology, CTE, and extracurricular offerings. It also brings our sixth graders into middle school, which better positions both our teachers and students for success. The result is the addition of more than 1,400 pre-K seats, allowing us to give many more children a head start during the most critical time of their mental development. In addition, this investment focuses on the safety and security of our students and maximizing the usefulness of our existing school buildings. Every campus is touched by these efforts, meaning all of our more than 28,000 students stand to benefit directly from this bond. It's a big investment, yes, but the payoff in academic improvement and mental well-being in Midland youth is even bigger. Some have asked about the tax impact and/or overall cost of this investment. After all, signs around town indicate that this bond won't result in a tax rate increase, yet state-mandated ballot language will indicate, quote, this is a property tax increase, end quote. Despite this requirement, the overall MISD tax rate will be nearly 4 cents less than 2022. And that new rate will remain flat after the bond. This means the average Midland homeowner will pay $52 less per month, $627 less per year than they did last year. Will there be a sacrifice? Yes. Passing this bond means the average Midland homeowner will forego about $25 of tax relief monthly, yet still see their $52 monthly savings. So, taxes still don't go up after passing this bond, Rather, the, quote, increase, end quote, means foregoing a portion of state-provided tax relief while still receiving a $627 average annual tax break. Also, rest assured that the process of creating this bond was a two-year effort that involved more than 100 community stakeholders reaching consensus in public forums. Solutions were challenged and all perspectives were heard. The decision to address all of these key priorities at once was necessary due to interdependencies between them and the reality of how far we've fallen behind. Moreover, the execution of the bond program will have oversight from a bond advisory committee that will provide regular reports to the school board as well as the bond planning committee. The program proposed on the ballot positions Midland for long-term success, carrying on the kind of dreams T.S. Hogan and Clarence Garber had for the Tall City. We owe it to Midland's children to show that we still have big dreams, to show that we have faith that they can continue to make the future brighter. For the past century, Midland has played a pivotal role in energizing the world, and we won't stop anytime soon. And to continue to grow and develop the community our forefathers knew we could be, we have to choose to energize our future. Now is our time to energize Midland schools. Dream big and vote yes with us. We can give you more than 28,000 reasons and counting. Early voting starts Monday and continues through November 3rd. You can even vote on October 28th through 29th, a Saturday and Sunday. Election day is November 7th. Vote yes for Proposition A. By Midlanders for Excellence in Education. Refuse to accept mediocrity. Midlanders have an opportunity to change the trajectory of our community's education. The upcoming election is about more than just the nearly $3 billion price tag for Midland taxpayers and three decades of bond debt. At the core of this election, there is a fundamental difference in worldviews, principles, and values between those who support this bond and those who don't. Midlanders for Excellence in Education, MFEE, supporters believe in utilizing grounded innovation and logical decision-making to determine the best path forward. Midland ISD's MISD own data shows new facilities do not equate to improved academic outcomes. We support maintaining facilities, investing resources in reducing deferred maintenance, providing high-quality seats for students, and managing capacity. These are factors to a thriving public school system. However, the chosen solutions to district challenges must be data-driven. Contrary to claims by Energize Midland supporters, voting against their proposal and holding MISD accountable for failing our children is not detrimental to our teachers, students, or education system. Rather, it is a stand for the greater good of our community, citizens, and children's futures. It is choosing integrity and common sense. The easiest path is continuing down the current one, throwing money at problems and hoping it will resolve them. The results from this path are desperately inadequate and riddled with a lack of creativity. Not only does this path continue to deny our children access to academic excellence, it also fails to set a good example of responsibility for our children to emulate. Currently, MISD's taxpayer-provided surplus fund is more than $200 million. This ample amount of resources could have been used to provide elementary school seats, update safety and security, ensure ADA compliance, or reduce ever-growing deferred maintenance. Instead, MISD has not demonstrated responsible investment of this fund. These millions of dollars sit stagnant and unused as the district clamors for even more taxpayer investment. This selfish behavior is what is truly hurting our teachers, students, local education, and community. Truth be told, MISD not providing classroom support is hurting our teachers. MISD not teaching our students to read, write, and do basic arithmetic at grade level is hurting our students. MISD refusing to have open and honest conversations with the community is hurting our local education system. It's easy to see how trust is non-existent between MISD and its stakeholders. MISD is sidestepping the real issues and problems at hand and blinding some citizens with the enticement of sparkling new facilities. Supporters of MISD's proposal attempt to hamstring taxpayers by arguing about their lack of public committee attendance. This is yet another attempt to smother citizens with guilt, shame, and airs of superiority. The narrative that, quote, those who didn't attend the bond committee meetings, end quote, don't have a say in this community decision is weak and desperate. Our system of government affords Midlanders the rights, protections, and privileges all Americans are entitled to. We have paid dearly for these through sacrifices with blood and treasure. These rights are undeniable and cannot be sidestepped. Hardworking Midlanders have a right to determine how MISD spends their tax dollars. This right cannot be underscored enough. One argument maintains that Midlanders need to invest in MISD. Let's revisit some important math. In the last decade, Midlanders have increased their property tax investment by over 200%. If we exclude Robinhood recapture, we are still looking at a net gain of over 100%. Midlanders are undoubtedly and heavily investing in MISD. Another argument claims Midlanders never support bonds. Do we remember 2012? Midland voters overwhelmingly supported MISD's bond as the district asserted, quote, trust us and we'll improve education, end quote. Fast forward 11 years, hundreds of millions of tax dollars, and thousands of education-related hours later. What are the results? One-third of our most modern and technologically advanced campuses are failing. The remaining two-thirds are C-rated campuses. These facts are gravely concerning. In light of these facts, let's bring this article full circle. MFEE isn't against bonds. They can be productive if crafted conservatively, logically, and judiciously, and if targeted actions are executed strategically and wisely once said bond is approved. But we are wholly against dishonesty and refusal to target the root causes of problems. Setting aside differences, not only in economic perspective, but we also stand on vastly different ground regarding principles and values. We're focused on improving academics. MISD's current proposal touts 30 years of debt to repay almost $3 billion with zero actions targeting true academic outcomes. There is a stark mismatch in principles and values between those who run the district and the community they serve. More than 2,000 respondents to a MISD survey overwhelmingly expressed their desire for voting options on bond proposals. The bond committee stated they had heard Midlanders and were offering multiple bond propositions, Prop A and B. But in August, the bond committee presented only a sole proposition to the MISD board, ignoring the explicit request of taxpayers. In a narrow-minded decision, MISD administration chose an all-or-nothing option, an arrogant snub to consideration of any middle ground. Once again, local education leaders and most of the school board failed their constituents. They prioritized self-interests and biased beliefs instead of listening to voters. For those with eyes to see and ears to hear, the mountain of evidence is undeniable and overwhelming. Due to a few who believe they know what's best for all of Midland, we find ourselves in yet another situation where a vote of no confidence is entirely warranted. Historically, the district and board have operated under the radar, focusing on a small audience and high-fiving in their bubble. Now, those days are gone. Midlanders are awake and paying attention. We're holding elected representatives, local leaders, and those not focused on educational outcomes accountable. We're saying no to failed antics. We're saying no to irresponsible investments. We're saying no to reckless spending. We're saying no to dishonesty. And by refusing to accept mediocrity, we're saying yes to preserving the values and principles of true Midlanders. Responsibility, accountability, and honesty. Quote, the truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is, end quote. Winston Churchill. Vote no. Election day is November 7th. Early voting starts Monday. www.midlandersforexcellenceineducation.com. I'm dedicated to educating all kids. First, I would like to thank God for the time I have been given in leading our district. It has been an honor and a privilege. I would also like to thank my family for their support over the last 6.5 years. Lastly, a special thank you to all my friends who have helped me through three campaigns. This is tough, time-consuming work, and I recognize the sacrifices that have been made. During my nearly two terms of being on the school board beginning in 2016, I've had to wrestle with many tough decisions. Some caused sleepless nights, and all were bathed in prayer. Representing your community is not an easy task. Most do not realize that when you please half of the people, you risk upsetting the other half. Always, in every situation, I have voted from my heart what I considered was in the best interest of kids. I would like to share some decisions and wins during my time in office. Most of the difficult decisions center around student outcomes. As a board member, I had to weigh the options for Crockett, Travis, Sam Houston, and most recently, Lamar Elementaries. They performed below state standards and the standards we hold for all students of MISD. we chose to reconstitute one campus and to partner with the 1882 schools for the other three. These decisions are not taken lightly and require much data and consideration. I am happy to report that we have seen improved student outcomes at all four of these schools. Also, related was the decision to close Washington Elementary and transfer the students of the Young Women's Leadership Academy. Again, we have seen great outcomes for MISD students. During the process of hiring our superintendent, Dr. Stephanie Howard, the board focused on finding a leader who could really attack student outcomes while at the same time restoring discipline to our campuses. We focused our search on applicants that had ties to Midland or West Texas. The board was very specific in the direction given to each candidate and communicated that the current tool for evaluation is Lone Star Governance. Just in the last 9.5 months she has been here, we have seen her restructure her staff and hire 9 content coordinators that were much needed by our campuses. Plus, she changed the reading curriculum to a phonics-based approach starting for our early learners. She has stood firm with discipline and restored autonomy for campuses to enforce the student handbook and code of conduct. As examples to this plan being supported, the district started the year with 30 students in disciplinary alternative education programs, DAEP, who were carried over from the prior year, and we have seen 30% less fights, as reported in the board meeting on October 16th. I believe we have found the leader for MISD. I have been and will continue to be an advocate for teachers and administrators. I believe they, not our fund balance, are the biggest asset to our district. I believe in support and training. I am a fan of professional learning communities and master teachers. We have a very young workforce, and I believe their best training comes from the knowledge of our experienced, hardworking staff. I also know that to truly change student outcomes, we must invest in our teachers. Over the last 6-plus years, starting salaries have steadily increased to our current starting salary of $60,500. The board has maintained retention bonuses plan, added attendance bonuses. Those were suspended during COVID. MISD continues to be one of only a small percentage of districts that offer the ability for staff insurance to be free. I will continue to keep these issues a focus if I am elected. My last highlight for my argument for your vote is to present the financial strength of MISD during my time on the board. I served my entire 1.5 terms on the Finance Committee and the majority of that as the chair. I am a CPA and have managed millions of dollars over my career. When I was elected in 2016, MISD's FIRST rating was 72. FIRST stands for Financial Integrity Rating System of Texas. Our ratings from there have been 92, 100, 100, 96, 96, and 98 for the year we just finished. We took a slightly lower rating over the last 3 years as we were able to hold on to the, quote, Robin Hood, end quote, funds until the required contracted deadline of the state. This allowed MISD to earn additional interest income to keep in Midland for our students and taxpayers. The finances of MISD are a strength, and I am proud to say I had a hand in that guidance. As a reminder of who I am, my name is Brian Murray. My wife is a master teacher at Vaskin Elementary. I have 3 boys who are proud graduates of Lee High School and a daughter who is a current sophomore at Legacy High School. My 2 youngest sons are also teachers and coaches at LHS. I am a former 2-term PTA president at Great House Elementary, a 2-term president of the Midland City Council PTA, a 2-term Booster Club president for the Lee High School Rebel football team, and a 1-time treasurer for the Lee High School baseball team. I was awarded the Hero for Kids Award in 2011, and am also a Texas PTA Life Membership honoree. I was recently awarded the Legacy Chapter Honorary Membership in the National Speech and Debate Association for my support and contribution to the success of speech and debate students within the local chapter. My wife and I are members of Stonegate Fellowship Church. I am dedicated to educating all kids in the Midland Independent School District, and it is a passion. I would love your vote for MISD Trustee District 7. Thank you for your consideration. Time to hold district accountable. I would like to take the opportunity to thank every person that has supported me throughout this campaign. I have been very fortunate to have friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues that have either supported this journey financially or just with a kind word. I genuinely appreciate you. I would also like to thank the teachers in our community and throughout MISD. I have met so many of you, and you took the time to show me everything you do in and out of the classroom. I believe teachers are the backbone of our community and our district, and I'm constantly impressed by how hard they work for our students. As an MISD parent, thank you, teachers. If you want a board member who will lead from the front and not manage behind the scenes, then vote Josh Quinn. If you want a board member who puts integrity and accountability first, then vote Josh Quinn. As a parent, I have a strong desire to help make our district better. I want the same quality education that I received as an MISD graduate for my children and for yours. I have the gumption to ask hard questions front and center for everyone, not only in District 7, but in the community, to hear. We need people on the board who will hold our district accountable. Our community deserves to have board members that will ensure that MISD will be fiscally responsible. It's imperative that we have board members that will listen to learn so that educated decisions and votes can be made. Midland deserves board members that do their research and help improve the environment in classrooms and not add to teachers' workloads. If you are happy with MISD, vote for the other guy. If not, my name is Josh Quinn and I am second on the ballot. Early voting starts this Monday and voting locations are at the Annex Building, Centennial Library, Cogdale Learning Center, Fairmont Park Church of Christ, and Village at Manor Park. I'm asking for your vote to represent District 7 on the MISD School Board. Election Day is November 7th, and if you have any questions, feel free to visit www.joshquinfordistrict7.com. Jersey Shore star Pauly D cancels Midland performance. The tailgate announced on Facebook that DJ Pauly D will no longer be headlining Saturday's Basin Brunch. According to J.D. Granado, a Basin Brunch and the tailgate owner slash founder, the cancellation is due to unforeseen circumstances. The Jersey Shore star also canceled his Friday night club performance in Arizona. Granado said, Basin Brunch will still be happening Saturday evening, and general admission will be free. All previously purchased Pauly D tickets will be honored for the May 11th rescheduled performance. Jersey Shore star Pauly D cancels Midland performance. The tailgate announced on Facebook that DJ Pauly D will no longer be headlining Saturday's Basin Brunch. According to J.D. Granado, a Basin Brunch and the tailgate owner slash founder, the cancellation is due to unforeseen circumstances. The Jersey Shore star also canceled his Friday night club performance in Arizona. Granado said, Basin Brunch will still be happening Saturday evening, and general admission will be free. All previously purchased Pauly D tickets will be honored for the May 11th rescheduled performance. Midland County Early Voting Locations, Times, Ballot Information. Early Voting Locations. Elections Office, Midland County Annex Building, 2100 North A Street. Centennial Library, 2503 West Loop, 250 North. Cogdale Learning Center, 201 West Florida Avenue. Fairmont Park Church of Christ, 3813 North Midland Drive. Village at Manor Park, Margaret Cowden Clubhouse, Sparks Great Room, 5212 Sinclair Avenue. Early voting hours for all locations. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. October 28th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. October 29th, 1 to 7 p.m. October 30th through November 3rd, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. What's on the ballot? 14 state propositions. Midland ISD Special Election District 7. Brian Murray, Joshua Gwynn. Midland ISD Proposition A. The issuance of a $1.415 billion school building bonds for the design, construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, renovation, expansion, improvement, and equipment of school buildings in the district, including 1. Two new high schools, 2. Middle school expansion, renovation, and improvement, 3. District-wide safety and security, 4. A new elementary school, and 5. Rehabilitation and improvement of existing facilities and the level and imposition of taxes sufficient to pay the principal of and interest on the bonds and the costs of any credit agreements. This is a property tax increase. Greenwood ISD Proposition A. The issuance of a $198.77 million of bonds by the Greenwood Independent School District for the construction, renovation, acquisition, and equipment of school facilities in the district, including but not limited to improvements to enhance safety and security, including the acquisition of land therefore, and the levy of taxes sufficient to pay the principal and interest on the bonds. This is a property tax increase. Greenwood ISD Proposition B. The issuance of $87 million of bonds by the Greenwood Independent School District for the construction, renovation, acquisition, and equipment of a student special events center and a student multipurpose center, including the acquisition of land, therefore, and the levy of taxes sufficient to pay the principal and interest on the bonds. This is a property tax increase. School district employees. With Midland ISD and Greenwood ISD on the ballot, Section 61.010 of the Texas Election Code will affect voters employed by the school systems. We are asking that school district employees be mindful of their attire when they come in to vote. Shirts should be turned inside out or a sweater worn over to cover up any logos. Name badges should be left in vehicle or placed in purse or bag. Please help us remind voters as early voting approaches. Important election dates. Monday, first day of 2 weeks of early voting. October 27th, last day to apply for a ballot by mail. November 3rd, last day of early voting. November 7th, election day, and last day to receive ballot by mail. Education. Things to know about Midland ISD school bond referendum. Items addressed. The building of two new high schools to replace Midland High and Legacy High, $985.2 million. Middle school improvements, $119 million. Safety, security, and accessibility, $50.4 million. Improvement to current facilities / deferred maintenance, $207.5 million. A new elementary school in Northeast Midland, $53.3 million. Cost, $1.415 billion, does not include interest. A successful bond could mean an increase in the tax rate of 21.75 cents per $100,000 valuation, according to the district. About the high schools. The signature piece of this bond will be the two Class 6A high schools. The updated blueprint for these campuses, which will be located at the current Ranchland Hills Golf Course and south of the Scarborough Sports Complex respectively, emphasizes a course size of 4,200 students while allowing for the flexible, phased expansion of classrooms designed for 3,800 students, according to the district. The new Midland High and Legacy High School will replace the current 74-year-old and 62-year-old high school facilities. Legacy would join Midland Freshman High School and the four current junior high schools as part of the district's middle school sites. Grade reconfiguration. Passage of the bond allows for the grade reconfiguration that the school district has sought for years. High school campuses would house students in grades 9 through 12, middle school 6 through 8, and elementary schools pre-K through 5. One benefit of the grade reconfiguration play is the expected 1,500 additional pre-K seats at campuses across Midland. That would help Midland, which had 95% of 3-year-olds missing pre-K opportunities and 33% of 4-year-olds missing pre-K opportunities during the 2021-22 school year, according to the Texas Education Agency. Portables. According to the district, there were 115 portable classrooms on district campuses at the end of July. That number will explode in the next 10 years to 245 if nothing is done, according to MISD. The district expects enrollment to grow at an annual growth rate of 1.6% a year, or jump from 27,821 students in 2023 to 32,146 in 2033. A decision to build two new 4,200-seat high schools will reduce the number of portable classrooms needed to 38. According to the district and bond planning committee members who presented its findings to the MISD school board. Indoor practice facilities. Each campus will receive a 100-yard indoor practice facility / multipurpose facilities. Superintendent Stephanie Howard had told the Reporter-Telegram in July that the combined price tag of the two were $77.4 million. The projects were later scaled back to cost $20 million each, or around $40 million, a 48.4% reduction. About Midland High and Legacy freshmen. There are still no plans for what might be in store for those campuses or information provided that the facilities are salvageable. Largest school bond programs passed in Texas prior to November 7th. Dallas ISD 2020, $3.541 billion. Austin ISD 2022, $2.439 billion. Northwest ISD 2023, $1.995 billion. Cypress Fairbanks 2019, $1.762 billion. Dallas ISD 2015, $1.600 billion. Lamar C ISD 2022, $1.516 billion. Denton ISD 2023, $1.418 billion. MISD debt. Principal of the debt obligations to be authorized, $1.415 billion. Estimated interest for the debt obligations to be authorized, $1.506 billion. Estimated combined principal and interest required to pay on time and in full the debt obligations to be authorized, $2.921 billion. Principal of all outstanding debt obligations of the district, $129.919 million. Estimated remaining interest on all outstanding debt obligations of the district, $42.427 million. Estimated combined principal and interest required to pay on time and in full the debt obligations of the district, $172.347 million. MISD tax rates. The tax rate for the 2022-23 fiscal year, 91.48 cents per $100 valuation. The tax rate for 2023-24 fiscal year, currently in place, 87.70 cents per $100 valuation. If the bond passes for 2024-25 school year, 88.41 cents per $100 valuation. If the bond fails for the 2024-25 school year, 66.95 cents per $100 valuation. This past fiscal year, the tax bill for the average home was $2,442. Tax notes. Taxpayers over 65 can have their tax levy frozen when an over 65 exemption is granted, according to the school district. A bond impacts the interest and sinking I and S tax rate. The interest and sinking rate, unlike the maintenance and operations rate, is not impacted by recapture. West Texas I and S tax rates. Lubbock Cooper, 50 cents per $100 valuation. Friendship ISD, 48 cents per $100 valuation. Yselta ISD, 47.5 cents per $100 valuation. Abilene ISD, 32.84 cents per $100 valuation. Ector County ISD, 19.69 cents per $100 valuation. Amarillo ISD, 15.90 cents per $100 valuation. Andrews ISD, 14.00 cents per $100 valuation. Greenwood ISD, 11.85 cents per $100 valuation. San Angelo ISD, 11.74 cents per $100 valuation. Big Spring ISD, 7.63 cents per $100 valuation. Midland ISD, 7.02 cents per $100 valuation. Life Tributes, Frank Morris Smith. Frank Morris Smith, a devoted husband, father, and patriot, passed away on October 8, 2023, leaving behind a legacy of love and service. Born in Ada, Oklahoma, Frank's journey was one of unwavering dedication to God, family, and country. Frank is survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Shirley Orr Smith, who stood by his side through the joys and challenges of life. He is also survived by his son, Lonzo Smith, and wife, Deborah, and his daughter, Lori Smith Weckworth, and husband, Jim, who carry forward his values and spirit. Frank was a proud grandfather to Francis Smith, Jacob Woolley, and wife, Jessica, Jeanette Craig, and husband, Garrett, and Eric DeMarcus, and wife, Kathleen. Taylor Woolley, grandchild, preceded Frank in death, leaving behind cherished memories and a lasting impact on the family. Frank was also a great-grandfather to 14, and he delighted in each of them. Frank's parents, Lee Frank Smith and Callie May Swaffer, along with his sisters, Danette Norman, Roberta Lanford, Emma Lou Proctor, and Gloria War, have all passed on, leaving a void that Frank now joins in eternity. A memorial service to celebrate Frank's life will be held on November 4th at 4 o'clock p.m. in the Ortloff Room in the clubhouse at Manor Park, 2208 North Loop 250 West, Midland, Texas, 79707. In lieu of flowers, the family kindly requests donations be made to Manor Park, Inc. at the address above or at www.manorparkinc.org. Bobby Allen Potts. Bobby Allen Potts passed away October 17, 2023, at the age of 81. He was born December 31st, 1941, in Erick, Oklahoma, to Merle Ida Nay McSpaden and James Harrison Bob Potts. He is survived by his wife, Vera, daughter, Shelley, and her husband, Wally Hudnall, their four boys, Gregory, Zachary, Jeffrey, fiancée Desiree Valero, and Timothy. His beautiful daughter, Stacy, and her husband, Bobby Neal, their two boys, Cameron Scott and Benjamin Neal. His stepdaughter, Joy, and stepson, Kenny. His really close friends, Rick and Rachel Vandergriff, Gary, Shorty, Smitty, and Jerry Rogers. A gathering will be held Thursday, October 26th, 2023, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. at Nally Pickelin Welch Funeral Home in Midland. The family requests, in lieu of flowers, please donate to hospice or your local animal shelter. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickelin Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. James C. Jim Henry. James C. Jim Henry, 89, of Midland, Texas, went peacefully to be with his Lord and Savior on October 17, 2023, while at home with his loving wife of 59 years, Paula A. Henry, and sister-in-law, Cynthia Gay, by his side. Jim was born in Andagoya, Colombia, on September 23, 1934, to James S. and Muriel Henry. Jim is preceded in death by his mother, father, sister, and brother. He is survived by his wife, Paula, two sisters, Virginia Smith and Rosemary Graham, daughters Jamie Henry and Beverly Kelly, son David Henry, 12 grandchildren. Jim was affectionately called Dodad by his grandchildren. Brittany, Hope, Justin, Dylan, Bryce, Isabel, Sophie, Austin, Wyatt, Avery, Lexi, and Heather, three great-grandchildren, Opal, Nova, and Oliver James, and a lifetime of friends who meant the world to him. All are invited to a memorial service honoring Jim's life and legacy at 11 a.m. on Monday, October 23rd, 2023, in the sanctuary of First Methodist Church, 300 North Main Street in Midland. The service will be live-streamed on the First Methodist Church Facebook page and YouTube channel. Memorials may be given to First Methodist Church of Midland or a charity of your choice. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickelin Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Twana Evers. Twana Evers, 86, of Midland, went to be with the Lord on Monday, October 16th, 2023. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. Monday, October 23rd, 2023, at First Christian Church of Midland. Interment will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Twana was born on August 21, 1937, in Carmen, Oklahoma, to Victor and Esta Corbin Boyce. Twana Evers is survived by her daughters Lisa Kilborn and Christy Evers, both of Midland, and their families. Grandchildren include Zachary Kilborn and his wife Shauna of Lubbock, Hunter Kilborn of Midland, Brittany Hardin and her husband Alex of Lubbock, and Courtney Harvey and her husband Hunter of Midland. She also has three great-grandchildren, Scarlett, Easton, and Grace, of whom she was very proud. Twana is also survived by her sister-in-law, Shirley Boyce of Lubbock, and her brother-in-law, Don Moore of Bandera. Twana is preceded in death by her loving husband of 57 years, Kenneth Evers, her parents, Victor and Esta Boyce, her brother, Cecil Boyce, and her sister, Twyla Moore. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to Hospice of Midland, ALS.org, First Christian Church of Midland, or Disciples Village of Odessa. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickelin Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Wanda Jane Saxon, Midland. Wanda Jane Holder Saxon was born on January 3, 1929, in Winsboro, Texas, to Adolphus Doc Holder and Cora Ellen Reeves Holder. Wanda passed away on October 10, 2023, in Midland, at the age of 94. She is preceded in death by her husband of 53 years, her parents, two brothers, Billy Jean Holder and Adolphus Doyle Holder, Ph.D., one niece, Rebecca Holder Scott, and son-in-law, Robert Jeffrey Reimers. Wanda is survived by her son, Bryant, Bill William Saxon Jr., and his wife, Shirley, and their three children, Stephanie Saxon, Stacy Saxon, and David Saxon, all of Midland. Daughter Alana Saxon of Grand Saline, and her daughter Shauna Murphy, and husband James Jim Murphy of Mineola. Daughter Teresa Saxon Reimers of Mineola, and her son Robert Travis Reimers, and his wife Emily Reimers of Garland. Two great grandsons, three nieces, and numerous great nieces and nephews. No services are scheduled. Colt Taylor Berry. Colt Taylor Berry passed away on October 17, 2023, at the age of 37. He was born in Austin, Texas, to Edward Ray Berry and Tamara Taylor on September 28, 1986. Colt is survived by his wife, Courtney Berry, and their children, Holden, 4, and Rip Berry, 1. His mother, Tamara Taylor, and his siblings, Destiny Berry, Ed Berry, Rafe Beeson, Debbie Benck, Holly Crossland, John Pruitt, and Shiloh Riddle. A celebration of Colt's life will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, October 22, 2023, at Pennington Funeral Home, 323 North Comanche Street, San Marcos, Texas. The family requests in lieu of flowers to consider making a donation to the American Heart Association in Colt's name. Ethel Ann Williams. Ethel Ann Williams, age 84, of Midland, Texas, passed away on Sunday, October 15, 2023. Ethel was born in Newberry, South Carolina. The family will receive friends on Friday, October 27, 2023, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. at Macedonia Baptist Church, 201 South Carver Street. Funeral services will begin at 10 a.m., followed by interment at Serenity Memorial Gardens Cemetery, 6800 Texas 349. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared at www.ellisfunerals.com for the Williams family. Life Tributes, Jeffrey A. Graves. Jeffrey Jeff A. Graves, age 52, of Dallas, Texas, was taken from us too soon on August 26, 2023. He was born on September 7, 1970. Jeff is survived by his mother, Charlotte Royce Sizemore, and stepfather Charles Sizemore of Hico, Texas, and one aunt, Susan Harley, of Midland, Texas. He was preceded in death by his father, Chuck Graves, of Colorado, and his much-loved grandparents, Maurice and Nora Royce, of Midland, Texas. A memorial service will be held on November 11, 2023, at 11 a.m. at Arbor Hills Nature Preserve, 6701 West Parker Road, Plano, Texas, officiated by Bishop Barrick Stanford of Midland, Texas. In lieu of flowers, the family asks you make donations to your favorite animal shelter. Jeff was an animal advocate and loved his dogs. Services are under the direction of Warren Funeral Home. Beulah Jane Myers. Beulah Jane Myers, 97, passed away October 16, 2023 in Midland, Texas. A celebration of life service will be held 1 o'clock p.m. Thursday, October 26, 2023, at the First Methodist Church in Midland. Jane is survived by three children, Rock, Bill, and Carolyn, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Deborah K. Dean. Deborah K. Dean, 68, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on October 15, 2023, at Parks Assisted Living Center in Odessa, Texas. No services have been scheduled at this time. Arrangements have been entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Education. Election letters. Midland ISD bond. Let's choose to overhaul schools. This bond is a turning point in the history of Midland. This November, we'll decide what we want our city to be. Do we want it to be merely a pit stop on the way to bigger and better things? Or a thriving, growing community where families can put down roots, build businesses, and develop lifelong relationships? We can choose to invest in a major overhaul of our schools to bring them the technology, grade configuration, space, and safety of the 21st century, and start to be an area that can attract medical professionals, entrepreneurs, entertainment, and retail brands. We can vote to end the revolving door of friends, colleagues, and neighbors not coming at all, or coming for a short time until they realize the area doesn't have the support and resources they need for growing families. Upgraded slash new facilities, grade realignment, and safety improvements are the essential tools our kids need to learn in order to enter today's colleges and workforce. I'm voting yes, because not only will our kids benefit greatly from this bond, every resident of Midland will see and feel the effects of finally making a significant investment in this crucial element of our city. Christina Erickson, Midland ISD District 7. Gwen is the best for Midland. Josh Gwen is the right choice for Midland. I have worked with Josh in some form for the last 3 years. Josh has conducted his business with the utmost respect and integrity. He built his business with hard work. This same respect, integrity, and hard work will be a huge asset to the MISD school board. Josh will be accountable not only for our community, but also holding our other MISD leaders accountable. As a native West Texan, Josh desires the best outcome for our students. I am thankful that Josh has rolled up his sleeves and is jumping in for the betterment of Midland. It's time we elect a leader who will always strive for improvement and won't let us down. Our students, schools, and Midland are worth it. Even with the city divided by a bond, we can all agree that we want the best for Midland and its students. Josh Gwen is the best for Midland. Please vote for Josh Gwen for MISD Board, District 7. Thomas Wolfmuller. Future is brighter with Murray. I am writing to express my wholehearted support for Brian Murray, the best candidate for the MISD District 7 board member seat. His dedication, heart, and commitment to our community make him the ideal candidate. Having known Mr. Murray for over 10 years, I have seen his integrity and dedication firsthand. He and his family are deeply rooted in MISD, ensuring his investment in the future of our schools. Over the years, he has supported me not just as a board member, but as a friend, attending my soccer games, church events, and cheering me on through all my extracurriculars. Thanks to his consistent attendance to MISD awards ceremonies, other students have felt his support. Mr. Murray's commitment to supporting MISD teachers and his overall kindness and generosity are traits that make him the best possible candidate. He genuinely adores our community and demonstrates unwavering support for students. He has done amazing things for our district, and this re-election will give him the opportunity to continue his passion. He listens, cares, and acts in the best interest of the people he serves. A vote for him is a vote for a brighter future for MISD students, parents, and teachers. Lauren Ramos, MISD student. Gwen is focused on doing right thing. As an employee in the district, I am supporting Josh Gwen for the school board. Mr. Gwen has children attending our public schools, and he and his wife are involved in all aspects of their education. There is a need for change within MISD. I believe that Mr. Gwen has shown his commitment to MISD with his involvement with his own kids. He has proven to be there when he is needed and is focused on doing the right thing no matter if anyone is watching. That is the true meaning, true measure of man. Please vote for Josh Gwen this November 7th. Christine Sparks. Murray is the voice of reason. As a parent and teacher that lives in Midland, my family fully supports and encourages District 7 to vote for Brian Murray. Mr. Murray advocates for all students and makes hard decisions to benefit Midland. He is a leader that Midland deserves to have in their corner, fighting the hard fights, taking on the tough conversations, and doing what is best for students when things are difficult. He listened to his constituents and voted against the Lee name change and voted against the purchasing ranchland due to the cost. Murray understands the changing landscape of education in Midland due to his previous time on the board. Being a parent of one current MISD student, two former MISD students who are now MISD teachers, and being the husband of a teacher. We fully support Brian Murray and believe he is the best choice to represent District 7 and is the voice of reason for all of Midland Independent School District. Danielle Pinter, MISD teacher and parent. What's up with Midland? Centennial Park, Food Truck Wednesday, October 25th, Rise and Shine, Saturday, Movie in the Park, The Addams Family, October 27th. Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. The Destination, Art Tijerina Band, Saturday, Bring Your Own Blues Jam, October 26th. Friday Night Live, Whiskey Cult, October 27th. Rita Cappuccina e Grupo Animo, October 28th. Horseshoe, The Life Center Fall Fundraiser, Tuesday. Rig Zone Career Fair, Wednesday. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, October 28th. Permian Basin Hiring Event, October 31st. La Hacienda, El Patro y Piperin, Sunday. Midland Community Theater, The Girl on the Train, Saturday and Sunday, October 27th through 28th, November 3rd through 5th, 10th through 11th. Museum of the Southwest, Sensory Dome Shows, October 30th. The Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday. Family Fun Day every Sunday. Basin Brunch, Saturday. Pecos and the Rooftops, October 26th. John Wolfe, October 27th. William Clark Green with Drake White, October 28th. Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. Beer Release, Saturday, October 28th. Halloween Trivia, October 31st. Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Permian Basin's 16 Hands Piano Concert, Saturday. Josh Turner Long Black Train Anniversary Tour, Saturday. Cinema Under the Stars, Hocus Pocus, Sunday. Chorale Fall Recital, Tuesday. Sound of Silence Tribute, Tuesday. Temptations and the Four Tops, October 28th. Education. We must prioritize Midland's youngest learners. By Aaron Erdworm, Energize Midland Schools. The bond proposals will add 1,400 pre-K seats that are directly positioned to improve student performance outcomes. The question has been asked, quote, how does this bond improve student academic outcomes, end quote. While the true answer is multifaceted, the simple answer centers around science. Brain development before the age of 5 builds critical foundations for cognitive skills associated with academic learning. In other words, educating children before the age of 5 can profoundly shape the rest of their life and provide students with resources they need to succeed in life. The proposed expansion of our preschool programs opens more than 1,400 seats for 3- and 4-year-old students, allowing MISD to provide stimulating early learning environments so they can enter kindergarten ready to succeed. As a family, we chose to invest early in our children's education. We understood the choice to send all 4 of our daughters through early childhood programs, beginning at 3 years old, would result in long-term benefits for years to come. My wife and I continue to see the return on our investment and are proud parents to talented, intelligent, and capable young ladies. Early childhood education plays a pivotal role in shaping a child's academic future. It impacts their development and has lasting effects on lifelong learning and future career achievement. As of today, MISD remains limited in their ability to meet kids where they are. In comparison to Midland population reports, the district only reaches 5% of our pre-K-3 and 67% of our pre-K-4 population. Whereas state and Region 18 enrollment numbers show nearly triple the impact in pre-K-3 enrollment alone. Research overwhelmingly shows attending preschool is a key indicator to long-term academic success. According to the district website, less than 40% of MISD students who start kindergarten are considered, quote, kindergarten ready, end quote. This means many of our students enter formative instructional years without the ability to adapt to modern classroom environments. Additional capacity for young learners allows the district to improve student outcomes as we educate preschoolers during critical early brain development. Preschool students gain the opportunity to access our school systems, instruction, and curriculum. In turn, they will become better prepared to enter kindergarten and more equipped for success. The expectation to win a race when starting from the parking lot while everyone else is already laced up on the track is a recipe for failure. These 1,400 seats help to afford a level playing field for all students. Demographics within MISD show that 17.32% of our student population are emergent bilingual/English learners. It is critical to provide services earlier to this population to identify ESL students, foster school acclimation and language development for the students who are language learners. With the passage of the proposed bond, we will better equip MISD to meet kids where they are and help springboard for their academic performance outcomes. Proposition A allows each campus across town to have added capacity for preschool students at their neighborhood campus. removing travel requirements for the parents of these students and allowing their children to attend the campus in their neighborhood eliminates unnecessary logistical burdens these families face today due to limited capacity within MISD. To open the additional seats at the preschool level, we must first move our sixth grader students out of the elementary school so they can take full advantage of middle school curriculum. We are late to the game, as much of the state has already transitioned sixth grade students to middle school instructional environments. The state has recently added mandates for the district to offer advanced curriculum for sixth grade. The current structure within MISD does not allow the district to meet these requirements in an effective and fiscally responsible manner. For teachers to remain effective, they need to be in the classroom with their students. The amount of instructional time lost having teachers traveling between multiple campuses is not sustainable. Proposition A was formed following 2 years of extensive planning. From the long-range planning committee to the more recent bond planning committee, the time, consideration, and care that has gone into putting the best possible proposal together was not something district leadership nor community members have taken lightly. Countless Midlanders have put thousands of hours into analyzing root cause infrastructure issues facing our district. The school bond allows Midland voters the opportunity to invest in our children, our schools, and our community. This bond is good for Midland. Join me by voting yes and support some of our youngest learners.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.